Question is asked in halakha that we know one is not allowed to prepare from one day of Yom Tov to the next day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov mechin na'atzmo. For itself, you can prepare. So the question then is, the very common case that happens, let's say this year, practical case, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. So we know the ladies light nerot lechvod the Hag, Wednesday. Erev Hag, Vadik Ner, Shel Yom Tov. Very nice. Now comes Thursday night, the second night of Rosh Hashanah. They also light nerot lechvod Rosh Hashanah. Question is, do they have to wait until it actually becomes dark, meaning Yom Tov itself, or could they light even early, like they light usually on Friday nights, a couple of minutes before sunset, 18 minutes or something like that, or do they have to wait? What would be the logic to wait? You have to wait till it's the second night of Yom Tov. If you're going to light early, you're preparing from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Is there a concern about lighting Nerot? I'm giving you an example on Rosh Hashanah, but Huadin, on any second night of Yom Tov, Huadin Sukkot, which is going to happen a few weeks later. You can have a case where Sukkot is the same story, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday, exactly. So you want to light the second night Nerot, Thursday, a few minutes before sunset. Or do you say, no, you have to wait till it gets dark, so you're not prepared from one day of Yom Tov to the next day. Indeed, this is actually the Tosafot's question. On the second betzah, on daf kaf bet, he says, "Ma shenahagu ha'olam lehadlik haner miyom tov lishon lachavero ve'en medaktekim imhu laila." Then people are not so strict to wait until it's dark. Oh, ve'le'el katavnu. He says, "Tosfot says we taught you already. Da'avi hachana ve'en yom tov mechin lachavero." Ah, you're not allowed to prepare from one yom tov to the next. יש לומר שאפפי שאינו לילה מכל מקום הוא סמוך לחשיכה. And therefore, since it's already close to חשיכה, it's close to dark, אפפי שאינו לילה מכל מקום סמוך לחשיכה, ואף לאותו יום סור יחידו עוד הקדלקה. You benefit from the light already. Just to save it on. Already the sun is going down already. It's not like you're lighting it early in the afternoon. What do you need a light in the afternoon for? But already when the sun is going down right before sunset even, it's getting a little dim. So that light already is benefiting you already on Yom Tov. And then what Tosfot says, it's not a problem. The Bet Yosef brings this Tosafot in Tapkuf Yud Dalet. He brings an Aben Yeruham that argues and says, no, you have to wait until it actually becomes dark. But then at the end of the Bet Yosef he writes, ואף של הבן ירוחם כתב שיש מי שעושה דעדי כנר מיום טוב לחברו ועדיין אינו לילה תוספות כתבו שנגעו להתיר ואיפה הוא says מה שמה להלכה כמן דשארת עד כמה שלו תוספות בית יוסף writes the בית יוסף קארו it sounds like the הלכה is like the תוספות and that's really the opinion of the בן ישחי as well he writes it up תחרים חלק דלן ונחרים סימן כב גימל And he writes that it's clearly permissible to light the Nerot early. Acham Avajah writes this in Chazon Avajah and Hilchot Rosh Hashanah and Daf Kuf Pe Bet, where he says, "Mikol Makom Mutar Ladlik Nerot Le'et Erev Samuch LaHashecha En Bazem Mishum Mechim Yom Tov LaHavero." So again, while we wouldn't tell the ladies to light it early in the afternoon, of course, but Samuch LaHashecha already, like they would normally light on a Friday night, 18 minutes before sunset or something like that. They don't have to wait actually until the night, especially if the room is dark. The Shtar Kadosh writes, they're going to be Mahmirot, and in the meantime, they're sitting until the people come up from synagogue in the dark. What kind of Simchat Yom Tov is this? Okay, today we have lights nonetheless, but still there's a Tosefet, there's an added light. And therefore, the halakha is permissible for ladies to light the Nerot a little early. They don't have to wait till the actual darkness sets in, and there's no problem of hachana from when you go to the next.